Dare to dream, dream, dream. Welcome to the Dare to Dream radio show. I'm your host, Deborah Dashinger. Join me every week as I interview inspiring guests from all walks of life, all ages, all backgrounds, all parts of the world, who had a dream and found a way to make that dream come true. Listen to this worldwide award-winning radio show every week and learn to dare to dream and make your dreams come true. Sit back and enjoy, and welcome.
You can be anything, a rock star, beauty queen, fly with a broken wing, baby, if you dare to dream, dare to dream, dare to dream.
This is Debbie Dashinger. Welcome to Dare to Dream Radio. And I'm going back and forth in my mind this morning. I always like to start out with some kind of a share about whatever's up. Maybe I'm working with clients on it. Maybe it's in my personal life, but I know it moves all of us forward toward our dreams come true, and to certainly take a deeper look at what's going on inside. So I'm a little bit on both sides of the fence, because on the one hand, I'd love to teach you a little bit of business acumen, which is how to do an elevator pitch. And why is that so great? Elevator pitches are great because I teach bestseller books, right? You go to a party, you get on an elevator, a producer looks at your book and says, hey, what's your book about? You have 10 floors to make something so compelling in 1 to 2 sentences that you want that producer from The View, from Good Morning America, fill in the TV show to say, hey, can you get me a copy? I'd like to feature you on the show. That's what it's all about. And by the way, it's great for sales anyway. I also teach this to people when I teach them radio mastery interviewing. So I'm interviewed myself all the time about this. In fact, I'm teaching another class, a webinar tomorrow on this. And why it's so important, it opens doors if you know how to do this. So where is my other foot on what other side of the fence? Well, it's something that is quite up for me that I discovered in a retreat last weekend. So I think I'm going to let the dust settle where it will, and whatever comes out, I will trust it is just perfectione for me to share with you today. Well, what a great show we're going to have a little later on. I'm bringing on Laura Hollick. She's an award-winning artist. She's a spiritual entrepreneur and a soul art shaman. So she's done a lot, been on Bravo TV with her own documentary, a soul art studio creative, and has done TEDx talks and much, much more. And she will share with us a little later. And I'm excited to feature her because creativity is certainly my thing, although not art, but I have mad respect for it. So I'm gonna venture that I can handle both of these. So those who want the business piece can get that, and those who want the inner piece can get that, and those who want both get the full Monty. So let's talk a little bit about the perfect elevator pitch, because it really is important. And I want to share this with you actually to create ease in your life. What is an elevator pitch? I gave you a little bit of information. It is a 30-second answer to the question, what do you do? What do you do? What do you do? This is always asked, right? There's a complete stranger. It's a casual circumstance. We turn around, we meet somebody, and they say, oh, and what do you do? Ding. Well, the question can be intimidating, but if you've got a clear, to-the-point answer in your back pocket and ready to use, it makes your life very easy and often opens the door. Really, each of us should be able to clearly describe our business to somebody in the time it takes to ride an elevator with them. And when we're able to clearly define the business we want to be in, are in, we can more easily plan a marketing campaign that helps us attain a goal. So I also do this too, and I've got my own marketer. So I hope that's clear. Clearly define the business you're in. It makes everything else, how you message yourself, where your goals are, so much easier. Elevator pitches often don't work because they're straightforward. They're descriptions of job functions, titles. They generate not much aside from disinterest and a few yawns. So what is the formula to create something that's going to make it compelling and intriguing and expansive and interesting? First, begin with the words, do you know? So the question, do you know, identifies the pain point or the need that your product or service addresses. So I'll just give you an example. Let's say someone is a financial planner, and they work mostly with middle-aged women who are separated, divorced, widowed, or possibly reentering the workplace. So their question might be, do you know how when women get divorced or reenter the workforce after many years of depending on a spouse, they're overwhelmed by all the financial decisions that they have to make? Great. That's your first. Begin with the words, do you know? Second, use a statement that begins with the words, what I do or what we do. So the second part of the formula really is a statement that begins with the words, what I do or what we do, and it's followed by a clear description of the service you deliver. So I'm just going to continue with what we started with. There's the financial planner. And she might say, what we do is help women gain control of their finances and achieve their personal financial and investment goals. And the third piece is present a big benefit using the words, so that. So the third part of the formula presents a big benefit and begins with so that. And here's what the whole thing put together sounds like. We're in an elevator, you turn to me, I'm pretending I'm a financial planner here, and you say, oh, so what do you do? Do you know how when women get divorced or re-enter the workplace after many years of depending on a spouse, they're overwhelmed by all the financial decisions they have to make? What we do is help women gain control of their finances and achieve their personal financial and investment goals so that they stay in the houses they have lived in all their adult lives. They have enough income to enjoy a comfortable lifestyle and be free of money worries. So fit yourself in there. I mean, that was a really interesting off-the-cuff example, and you might not even be addressing a woman who was depending on a spouse, etc. I'm not sure I would typically go there, but just, you know, this was an improv. But you want to do you know? Into what I do, into so that. And you can make it very succinct, and you'll find you have great, great success that way. Those are the steps to the perfect elevator pitch. And now a little bit about what I have discovered recently and what I'm going to make a calling to you to take a look at within yourself. And the question is, what are you a slave to? I know if you look out into the world and see slavery in our history, slavery perhaps that your people have gone through, slavery that still goes on in the world, it's appalling, it's shocking, it's unthinkable. And yet, we do this very thing to ourselves. We become slaves to, and I would like you to fill in the blank for yourself. Is it overeating? Is it sex? Is it gambling? Is it drugs, alcohol? Is it relationships and love? Is it worrying and anxiety? What is it that you're a slave to, in bondage to, that you're not getting out from under? Why? Because throughout your life, you keep thinking you're finding the solution to that very thing. I know this is the answer. And then you go ahead and do it. Let's use an example. Maybe it is that you're over under eating and suddenly you just get so tired of the behavior and it's not moving you ahead. In fact, it's hindering you and continuing to make you feel poorly about yourself and about the behavior. And then you make, okay, I know exactly how to get out of this. I'm going to do X. And you try X and you've always tried X or Y or Z to the same results. It works a little bit until something pops up within and compels you to go do that behavior again, which gets you right back into the cycle of feeling pretty awful about what you just did and that you're still not out. And whatever it is you want to fill yourself with, that's a craving. Cravings take us down. So this is so up for me because I did a yoga meditation / inner growth retreat. And I promise you, I did not enter thinking I would be cracked wide open by a lot of things, really actually very positive things I saw about myself that caused me to want to step up my game and say, Deb, wherever you're playing right now, you're so much more, so much more. You are a major manifester. Stop piddling around. So I'm called to very big dreams, right? And big dreams make me put my name on the line of a show called Dare to Dream, or my books, Dare to Dream and Wisdom to Success, or the things I teach out in the world. But you know, when you teach them, people are kind of looking at your dreams too, and heck, so am I. So am I. Where are my dreams? Well, I am a big dreamer, and I am a big creator, but I'm noticing that the very huge sort of last on the bucket list that I've been holding off for so many years, what's going on is these cravings, this slavery, this bondage to certain behaviors are holding me back. So another example is you want to do something big. You want to go take that program, go sign up and travel the world, do something that costs a lot of money, but it keeps not happening. And you keep having money issues, chronic financial issues. And I want to call you to action to take a look. Are you a slave to overspending? Because what I know for sure is probably 99.9% of us who are talking about where money is not, we are actually taking the money that is, and we're putting it forward into places that are not moving us to our dreams. Perhaps it's that another outfit or another dinner out, or you find out where you're spending the money, where you're having a craving to overspend, when in fact, where you really want the money to go is not. So I'm just giving you some examples, but what I know for sure is that in everybody's life, there's a place and a space where you have a craving. And it's an emptiness that's not being filled by what you really prefer. And that preference is your dream. And when you don't fulfill that dream, what you've been called to do, you do other behaviors, and that craving becomes a behavior that you become a slave to and are in bondage to. And what I am saying today is I want you, me, us, all to be free. Fulfill that dream in being freedom. That means we may sit in some discomfort. That means you may have to journal instead of giving into the craving. You may have to grab your cell phone and speak and create a video that only you'll see, where you're so deeply honest with yourself and the pain of sitting through that craving. You may have to pick up the phone. You decide what the new contrary behavior is, and I suggest you have a few in your arsenal, in your toolbox, that will help you through those times. But I also know that craving, if you will sit through it and just be with what's really inside, it will be your greatest wisdom teacher and help you move forward in the most amazing way to what the dream really is and the fulfillment of that dream. What are you a slave to? Get honest with that right now. And what are you willing to do to get through it to the other side and take contrary action? That's what this is all about. Well, as I promised, inspiration for the creative spirit today, Laura Hollick is here. She's an award-winning artist. She's a spiritual entrepreneur. She's known as the Soul Art Shaman. After walking 10,000 kilometers on a vision quest, Laura clarified her purpose and dove into business. She's the founder of Soul Art Studio, Inc., a thriving business devoted to circulating love around the planet with creative inspiration. Bravo TV created a documentary about Laura's art and life called The Artist's Life, Laura Hollick. She's hosted and produced over 500 radio shows called The Artist Lifestyle, and she recently gave a TEDx talk called You Are the Art. Her visionary art and insights inspire audiences around the world through her weekly Pure Inspiration newsletter, as well as global events like International Soul Art Day, the Global Vision Quest, and the new NU Icon movie. Laura is the creator of Soul Art, a unique creative practice to awaken our innate healing abilities, unleash our creative genius, and tap into our intuition superpowers. In 2011, Laura began the Soul Art Certification Program, which has produced certified soul art guides around the world. Laura also leads people to create their own thriving career through her new ICON mentorship program. Her website is laurahollick.com. That's LauraHollick.com. Laura, welcome to Dare to Dream. It's so great to have you here. Hello, Laura.
I'm right here.
Terrific. Hey. Hello, love. How are you?
I'm so excited. You know, I was taking notes in the beginning as you were sharing. It's so potent. I love it. And I'm excited to dive in. I feel like there's more layers that want to be explored, kind of building on the things you already talked about.
I feel that as well. We are totally resonating and vibing. So I want to then begin, Laura, by asking you, what was the thing you resonated with that you were taking notes on that you want to address right off the top?
Yeah, it's so interesting. When you were speaking about, well, there was the two aspects of what are we a slave to, but then also how do we communicate what we do? And I feel like one of the biggest challenges that creative spiritual types have is that they have such a rich inner world, but then when they have to bridge that into the outer world and communicate about it and talk about it, it gets confusing because they have their own soul language, but it may not be society language or English language. And so, like, bridging that so people can connect. And I was just reflecting on that as you were saying that, and I think that one of the things that creative spiritual types of people can do to speak about what they actually do is almost alleviate the pressure that it needs a definition and allow themselves that freedom and the breathing space to create experiences where people can experience what they do. And so that they don't have to worry so much about, like, the languaging of it, because sometimes it'll feel like it gets lost in the language, but actually create opportunities for someone to, like, either see a piece of their art or hear them speak their poetry or listen to them sing or give them a chapter of the book or, you know, things like that that let the person have an experience and then they can create the definition of what they do.
You'd be amazed at how many people around the world come to me, and my moniker is Radio Interview Mastery or Best-Selling Book Launch, and I have more and more people coming to me and saying, listen, can you create something just for me? Because I'm a healer. I'm a spiritual. I'm an author. I'm a speaker. I'm a creative, and I have no clue how to message what I do, and it's literally stopping my whole business. So I'm amazed more and more how many people I'm working with strictly on that, just to open up a flow for them. So it's very true what you say when you say there is a pressure there that gets created about, yeah. Well, if you could just experience it, you would know.
It's true. You know, I think that my whole career evolved because I did not know how to communicate what I do, which it was funny to hear that in the beginning. I'm like, yeah, I had no idea. If someone asked me, what do? I would want to run and hide in the closet because I would feel like, oh my gosh, I don't know how to get it across. And so one of the things I started doing, and so the universe is so perfect how it will orchestrate the opportunity for our skills to come forward, even though we don't know that that's our skill. I had to create situations where people could have a taste of the things I did because they didn't exist in the world yet, like soul art. When I developed and invented that whole process and the name of it, nobody knew what it was because it literally didn't exist yet. And I got the registered trademark, you know, just showing like nobody had been using that word combination. And now there's an International Soul Art Day. It's actually coming up May the 11th, and it's, you know, giving people the opportunity to, like, taste what that is and see if they resonate, and then they kind of create their own understanding of it. And for me, that alleviated the pressure of having to explain it. Like, I just would create situations for people to experience it. So I was just reflecting on that, and I think we all have our own way to take our path and let our gifts come forward. But typically when I find someone is getting really stressed out about not knowing how to speak about what they do, typically they're thinking of themselves from the outside in rather than the inside out. And when we think of ourselves from the outside in, we're kind of losing our power. We're like, oh, how is this person going to perceive me? Am I going to get this opportunity because I need it? Kind of like the slave to I'm not enough. Mm-hmm. And when we let ourselves come from the inside out, we can just kind of radiate. And it's like watching a flower. You become intrigued, even if you don't know the name of that flower. You want to go lean in and smell it, check it out. And so I feel like when people are really embodied in their gift, their very presence gives a communication of what their gift is.
And when I think about where you're talking right now, where you started out, it does actually make me feel a little humble, because there have been so many times living in Los Angeles where I've met an artist or I've met someone who says, I'm a singer. And, you know, you can get a little callous because everybody's an artist, singer, actor, and it's like, And every so often, I have experienced somebody's gift, and it's mind-blowing because that and that callousness completely washes away, and it's like, there's something amazing here. This person is ridiculous at art, like phenomenal at what they do, or they sing like an angel, and suddenly that word proclamation, that identity of what they said they was, becomes so, so much more. And it's true, in experiencing the proclivity, it completely changes their capability and what's really going on.
And I think, too, there's a deeper permission that happens where people can let themselves feel and believe that they're enough, and being able to show up. And it takes courage to show up and have someone witness your gift. That's usually where the block is. And once that permission is there, it's like, I'm enough, I can show up and be who I am, then the people will get to experience it, not necessarily because they've contrived some way, but because there's no block to them being seen or heard or known or recognized or understood. Like, they've let those walls of protection down to just show up in the world. And then people are like, wow. And, you know, all the things that are major, iconic, influencing forces in the world, people didn't know what they were before they were invented. So, like, the computer. If someone had described the computer to someone, like, oh, it's this thing and you're going to communicate, like, you know, if someone told me that when I was a kid, I'd be like, well, what are you talking about? You know, the communication wouldn't make any sense to me. But now I use email every day. You know, it's like, it's just integrated. So a lot of people who are on that leading edge, they're the ones who are challenged with finding new ways of bridging the gap between their inner world and their outer world to make their dreams a reality, to be able to have people, like, experience it, find out about it. What is it? And some people will like it and some won't. But just being able to open that door so that it can be birthed into reality.
And how about you? What about your dreams? What kind of dreams have you created, and what kind of challenges have you been able to walk through in order to create your dreams, Laura?
So I've gone through a full range of dreams, of things that I've wanted, some of them very shallow things and some really deep spiritual consciousness types of things. But for me, my journey really started in kind of a shallow way. I had acne when I was in my teens, and I just wanted to be beautiful. Like, to me, it's like, you know, I felt like if I could feel beautiful, then I would feel safe to connect with people. And it was like that simplistic, really. And as simplistic and shallow as that was, what it actually did was it led me on this spiritual quest to heal my skin. And what I discovered in the process of healing my skin was that in order to be beautiful, we must embody our spirit. We must have that translucence between our inner and outer world so people can actually see the light of who we are. And as we let that shine through, the skin is naturally going to be beautiful and glowing. And so one of my dreams initially was like to feel beautiful. And so that has been, that really created the soul art work, because it was the process of like, how do you access that inner world? And so that was like 20 years ago. And the dreams that I have now, really, they're about connecting to the global soul family that I feel, I kind of see it like a rainbow bird. And I see, like, there's people all over the world, and they all are like a feather that's a different color. And they need to be their color. They need to be unique. They need to, you know, otherwise this bird cannot fly. It needs all of its feathers, and it's a rainbow bird. And I feel like my dream now is sparking and inspiring people to connect with their unique creative expression and voice and presence, embody it so that this bird that really is all of us can fly and we can create a whole new reality. So now my dream feels much more vast, but, you know, it started with some fairly shallow roots, and the roots have just gotten deeper and deeper, and now I'm just wanting to, you know, be part of creating the new paradigm.
I love that. It's so interesting where you started from and what it opened up, and even though, you know, you said it, possibly people are saying shallow, but it doesn't matter. You know, a path is a path.
Doesn't matter.
Wherever we start from, that knocks and opens the door to wisdom, and where we're making our mess our message. And it's so interesting you would start out talking about beauty, because your website, is that you on the horse as the unicorn?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
People, you got to check it out. You have got to go to it. It is on lauraholic.com, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, must go, because the opening is a montage. I mean, it's literally filmed. I don't know, it was filmed from a helicopter or how you did that, or a drone. But there is this gorgeous woman on horseback as a unicorn. She is the unicorn. How did you do that?
Well, I felt like I was a unicorn. I think I am a unicorn. I am in disguise as a human. And as so here's a unicorn on the radio right now. As I have allowed my spirit to embody more and more and more, when I get the vision of something, to me, that feels like a message from whatever realm, spirit, we can call it whatever we want, that wants to exist in reality. So really, like, truly birthing a dream. And I feel like my role as an artist is allowing that to come through so others can see it. Because once we have a visual reference of an idea, it can be real. And so I feel like a lot of, like, the art that I do, it's just like magical visions that I have. You know, I'm blessed by having those visions, and I turn them into, like, a real thing that other people can watch, be inspired by, to spark their visions.
Sparking visions. Well, when we come back, we're going to ask Laura more about the International Soul Art Day event that she discussed in the beginning, and about a movie that she's making that might help all of us to discover our iconic essence. You're listening to Dare to Dream Radio. Join me after the show at DebbieDashinger.com. That's DachInger.com. Or on Facebook at Dare to Dream Radio and TV. We'll be right back.
MyBestsellerBook.com. The bestseller launch program team has long-term client credibility and 100% success in creating international best-selling books. Your book will become a U.S. or international Amazon bestseller, guaranteed. You will get published and you keep all the royalties, even if your book is already published. Your book will be promoted to over 1 million of our global following. You'll be provided comprehensive reports, including hourly bestseller proofs during your launch. And you'll have book press releases and radio interviews and everything to create a tsunami of interest and knowledge about you as a writer and for your book. Are you ready to become a bestseller? Well, the Guaranteed International Bestseller is available for you at MyBestsellerBook.com. What a great investment. MyBestsellerBook.com.
Only a few will take a chance.
Are you ready to work with a leader whose clients get results? Debbie Dashinger believes you were born with a unique gift. She leads exceptional teleseminar classes and consults leaders and executives to go beyond obstacles and limits. Clients worldwide receive accelerated results and are catapulted into spectacular successes. For an appointment, go to www.debbiedashinger.com.
What if you really do change molecules by your interaction with them? What if the change you've been looking for is right before your eyes? What if the uncomfortableness that comes with difference could be fun? What if the closed-minded people of the world no longer determined our world? What if gratitude trumps judgment every time? What if your kindness healed the world? What if the earth is asking for your help? And what if you had the resources to give it? This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Picasso, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Aristotle all knew to be true. Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. What if there are no dumb questions, or any question too large? What if you being you are the gift and the change this world requires? Is now the time? For more questions to create a change in your world, sign up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. My gift to you, beingyouclass.com.
Isn't it time to stop the frustration and excuses and instead create a life that you love? Introducing the magic of creating your dreams. Go to DebbieDashinger.com and click on products. In the magic of creating your dreams, Debbie shares effective, easy-to-apply tools to change the course of your life in miraculous ways. With these powerful tools, you can finally achieve your dreams. DebbieDashinger.com, the magic of creating your dreams.
Dashinger. I'm interviewing Laura Hollick, Soul Art Shaman, whose website is laurahollick.com. And Laura, tell me more about International Soul Art Day, what kind of event it is, and can we even see the art that gets created for this day?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So soul art, I'll just start with that so we kind of have an understanding of like what it is even and get a taste so you can have an experience of it. Soul art is really about the expression of your own soul. So we do use art and creativity. People don't have to have art experience to do it. They just need to have the desire to want to express their own uniqueness. So on International Soul Art Day, we connect virtually. Thousands of people connect from all over the world. This is our fifth year that we're doing it. And I've been blown away each year because literally there's just like thousands and thousands of more people keep connecting with this. And we create art together for the day. So people are online. They can download a free journey. It's guided by me of like how to open up your creativity and how to connect with the medium that you want to work with and start creating. And then I'll be in my studio with five other artists that were on a live webcam for the day so they can watch us and, you know, be inspired by just knowing there's others being held in that, you know, the vortex of the day. And it's amazing. And then the people can submit their art at the end of the day. And we've got a gallery of hundreds of...
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. A finished art. Yeah. Is it art that's created literally on that day only?
Yes. Yeah, because one of the things that's so powerful, and I learned this really before the computer, and this is how Soul Art Day started, is that I used to lead workshops. I had a tiny little studio. It was called the Old Stone Gallery, and I could probably fit about like five people in this studio to do a workshop. And I was just testing out and figuring out, like, well, what is this soul art thing? Like, what? How can I lead this? Like, what are we doing even? And I would gather people, and whenever more than, like, two or three people would be there, there'd be an amplification of our energies. Like, everyone would benefit from that common vortex that we were all focused on while we're creating, even though we're in our own unique process, you know, we're doing our own unique thing, no one looks the same, and yet the collective vortex was adding energy to everybody. And so when the computer came out and I really dove into the internet world, I thought, wouldn't it be amazing if we had like a global workshop and a global collective vortex of creative energy that amplified everybody? So that's really where Soul Art Day came from. And so the art that we have in the Soul Art Day gallery, it's from pieces that have been created just from that day, being in the vortex of the energy of the collective
Whoa.
Consciousness. Yeah, it's so powerful. There are hundreds, I get goosebumps thinking about it. Mm-hmm. There are hundreds of pieces of art in that gallery, and they have insights of what their soul has communicated with them. People use soul art to get visions for their business, for their life, for their healing. You know, where are they moving to? What's their relationship like? They can get visions on really any topic of concern in their life, and it's just so potent. It blows my mind. It's amazing.
Where do we go to see this happening in action?
Yes. So Soul Art Day, it's happening on May the 11th, and it's virtual, so you can be anywhere in the world. And you can sign up at soulartday.com. It's free. And once you sign up, then you get all the information of how you can participate in the day. And you don't need to be there for the whole day. You can just, you know, go at your flow. But you can download that journey and create whatever you feel inspired to create. And then you can share it with the community.
You know, this would be so wonderful for families, too. People who have children.
Yes.
Can you imagine them tapping into their creativity and their artist within and just participating and seeing something up on a screen, and then they're at home with whatever amazing things they have, paints and textures and fake tattoos and whatever else, and photography.
Totally.
Oh, so if you have kids, this too. Or if you have a community, like, you know, that, or a meetup group, you could do this as a community.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And something you just said there just sparked something in me. I hadn't thought of this before, but really, families are the foundation of where we grow from. Like, wherever we grow up, our family kind of sets our belief systems, and then we can change from that and evolve, but, like, family is something that kind of sets our grounding and tone of who we think we are and the role we play in the world. And just when you were saying that, I'm like, wow, wouldn't it be amazing for a family to create soul art together so they could create a vision together of, like, who they want to be and how they want to relate to each other and how they want to maybe heal some of the resentments that they've harbored just naturally from being in part of a family. Things can come up. So I just, yeah, you just sparked that idea. That would be amazing. I mean, people can do soul art on their own. They can do it in community. They can do it with their friends, family. Love that idea as well. It's really open to anyone who wants to connect with their uniqueness and get a vision and insight for their life.
Oh, what a great idea. What a globally amazing idea for participation. And I got to ask you this. Vision Quest, 10,000 kilometers, life-changing experience. How did this come about? How did you even hear about this, and what made you want to do it?
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so it's a little bit of a story.
Okay.
So when I – there's always some story, right? There's always something. When I graduated from university in fine art, I thought, well, I'll just go and be an artist, you know? And then all of a sudden people started asking me that question, oh, what do you do? What do you do? And I'm like – the answer of artist wasn't cutting it. No one was understanding what I was doing. And I didn't even really understand what I was doing. So as a result, I had no money because I had no way to really, like, connect what I was doing to people so that they could pay me or hire me for anything. And I really felt so lost. Like, I don't know how I can be myself in this world. And I kept praying to the universe, like, well, what do you want me to do? I've got all this talent. I've got this skill. Like, let me use it. Show me what to do with it. And I kept getting this message to walk it out. And I would be out hiking. I'm like, great, I'm walking. You know, give me the message. What do I need to do? And it's just like, walk it out, walk it out. And so one day while I was walking, I had the idea I could get paid to walk and figure this out. And I ended up applying for a job at Canada Post, which is the mail carrier service here in Canada, and I got a job as a letter carrier. And I made a contract between me and the universe, and I said, I will walk 10,000 kilometers, which in miles is almost 7,000 miles, and at the end of that, I want to clearly know what you want me to do with my gifts and how I can connect them with the world. And so I started walking, and I did that. It took me over 5 years. And to the end of that, to the week that I finished my 10,000 kilometers is when I moved into the studio where I am now, which I've been at for over 10 years. And at that point, I was just ready to dive in and just create experiences for people to see the visions that I could see and create opportunities for them to go on their own journeys to understand the power of our spirit and how that gives us messages and guides us for our life path and purpose. So the 10,000 kilometer vision quest was my 5-year journey of really, it was working at Canada Post, but it was a meditation to open for the clarity and clear the blocks that were stopping me from just letting myself step into it. So really, you know, now it feels a bit like a story, but it is something I lived through, and it really did prepare me for where I am today.
Yeah, In today's world, we often don't take the time to consider doing 3 years, 5 years out of your life to allow spirit to guide us and show us the way and just do the next right step without knowing the full, are we ever going to get there? Am I going to be a fully paid artist? And look at you now and all you've created, having trusted all those years to walk. And I love that it was not an Aboriginal walk that you did. It was in Canada as a postal worker. That's major
trust. And it
trust.
Was on the street. Totally. And, you know, one of the things that I think helped that, it wasn't open-ended for me. Like, if I just said, oh, I'll go get this job and see what happens, like, that's really floaty with no roots. But I did not want my life to be a letter carrier. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but I knew that was not my ultimate path. It was a vehicle to be in meditation. And so I created a clear container. It's like, I'm going to do this 10,000 kilometers, and this space that I've carved out has a purpose. And so I felt very purposeful during all those years. It wasn't aimless, even though I didn't have the clarity on how my art and business was going to unfold. I had the purpose of where I was focusing my energy at that time. I knew there was an end. So there was this clear container. And I think that that's like, I just want to emphasize that, because I think whenever we're in a transition or we want to transform something, it's so powerful to create a sacred container to hold us, so that we have the permission to focus on what we're doing at that time rather than tripping ourselves up thinking, oh, I should be further along. I should have the clarity. I should be there. It's like, no, I'm here now. This is what I'm doing. I have purpose. I'm focused. I've got my path, and it's laid out for this amount of time while I'm doing this, and then it's going to shift.
And what kind of suggestions do you have for listeners that they can follow their heart and make money?
I think the first piece is that we need to have access to our heart. Because if we're going to follow our heart and we're going to let that be our leader or let our dreams guide us and create them in reality, we need to have access to our dreams. We need to know what truly inspires us, what turns us on, what really fuels our inspiration. And that's the first step, like gaining access to the depth of our own power, our own joy, our own love. And then from there, really it's just listening and taking the actions that we're inspired to take. And so often that's a bit of a healing journey at that point, because sometimes we'll feel compelled to do a certain thing, like maybe it's like spend a lot of money on a mentorship or like take some trip or quit some job, let go of a relationship. And so they challenge us to trust, to let go of the slavery addictions that we might have to certain beliefs. And that's where the healing comes in, where we're actually called to take action on the inspiration and where our dreams are leading us. And the actions are what lead it into manifestation. Like, we have to get the circulation and that momentum going. But it starts by being able to hear what's guiding those actions. So they're not just aimless actions. They're not just actions to look busy and look like you're doing something. They're actions that are compelled from a deep place that has spiritual roots, that's held from like the vastness and the sustainability of what is true.
This is Debbie Dashinger on Dare to Dream Radio. If you want to know more about soul art, and if you want to know more about Laura's story, stay with us, because we're going to be cracking open a little bit more about her art and inspiration. This is Dare to Dream. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question. And everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
What if you were willing to nurture and care for you? What if you could open the doors to being everything you have decided is not possible to be? Have you always known you're different from the people around you? If you've been seeking something else is possible. To receive more on Access Consciousness, go to tinyurl.com/access change. Is this the change you've been looking for? tinyurl.com/access change.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
When making the decision to hire a coach, find a pro who delivers. Debbie Dashinger is an expert with an impressive platform that gets results. Let go of issues and shift your life into brilliance. Go to www.debbiedashinger.com. That's D-A-C-H-I-N-G-E-R, debbiedashinger.com. Debbie believes that we are each meant to shine our light and fulfill our unique path. Hire a coach who delivers. www.debbiedashinger.com.
You want to be whole? You want to heal it? You want to live life to
If you're just tuning in after we've started, this is Debbie Dashinger. I'm speaking with Laura Hollick. She's talking about how we are the art, and she's a soul art shaman. Her website is laurahollick.com. And Laura, how has art changed your life? How has the practice of art and being an artist changed your life?
I would say art has created my life. When I was a kid, I used to retreat into my imagination, and my imagination felt like home to me. It's like I could go in this world, and I'd be with unicorns and rainbows, and I was like, oh, that felt like home. And as I started to grow up, I was like, oh, I want to create my home. I want to live in my home. And I started to create art to make my imagination real. And so for me, the process of making art is about being able to create my life and create who I want to be. And then as I've grown up even more, it's become a healing tool and a way to get spiritual messages and insights and clear guidance for my life. So art has been a partner for me to be able to create my own reality.
And in also being the one who teaches and organizes things, and I know you have a lot of followers and people who know your work, what is one of the lessons you feel that you've taught your clients that has been really important and influential on their journey?
I feel like what my role is for people is to be an inspiration and to spark their spirit within them, like inspiration meaning in spirit. I feel I don't necessarily see myself as a teacher. I see myself as someone who creates sacred containers for somebody to blossom or birth or become who they already are, but just being held in that fertile space where they can become who they are. And I do share my life lessons and journey, but not as a way of that's what they should do, but more as an example of we're all on the path and we all have wisdom that we gain from our experience, and when we share it, it grows. So, I see with my students and clients is that I create opportunities for them to connect with their spirit, to unleash their creativity, and ultimately create their own life and career as an expression of who they are.
Mm. Well, this is Dare to Dream. What do you next dare to dream? What are your future dreams and goals, Laura?
My dream, my vision, the vision that's inspiring me now is a very poetic vision, but it means something to me. And the vision that keeps coming is this giant rainbow bird. And I just see it like swooping around the planet and just literally circulating love all over the world. And this rainbow bird, when I look at it and I kind of like try to ask it, like, well, what does this mean? And who are you? And what does this have to do with me and people? I feel like within this bird, there's every color of the rainbow, like within every shade, and each of those feathers and colors are representing people and their unique energy that is necessary for the ecosystem of our world to thrive and necessary for this rainbow bird to fly. And so when I get a vision, that's kind of how it comes. I'm giving you a little insight into how I'll get an art idea. It comes as a very poetic vision, and then I'm sort of guided towards, like, well, how do I begin making that real? Like, what do I do with that? So I'll get this poetic vision, like a rainbow bird, and then I just start doing what I can to make it real. And so I've done many, many photo shoots of rainbow birds, and where I'm a rainbow. And most recently, I've started a project, the New Icon Movie,
yeah,
where I gather people, and there's a person who represents each color of the rainbow. And we go on a creative process together, and we do these embodied photo shoots and video shoots where they're becoming who they really are, their iconic essence, and expressing it. And then we bring all those colors together so that the core message of that is that in order for our ecosystem to work, we need to be unique individuals. So a unique individual does not mean we're separate from others. It actually gives us the opportunity to connect more deeply with other people. So for me, this rainbow bird is like, be unique, be who you are, and yet be who you are within connection in the world. And that's my dream, and that's what I'm focused on. And all the things I do, that's like the undercurrent behind it. It's like, how can I help this rainbow bird to fly?
It makes me think about, there's a Jewish word, hevruta. It's the notion of a hevruta, or a learning partner, and that's the person who pushes and challenges you. The hevruta is about finding someone who gives you the opportunity to complete yourself. And when I hear the way you talk about art, and I know for myself as a very creative person, that it's interesting that it is, that is my completion, but it's also always my challenge. The next piece, it causes me to learn. It causes me to go through. It causes me to create new wisdom and see how, oh, I'm really limitless and capable. And never about finding someone who completes me, but more about finding someone who gives you the opportunity to complete yourself. And it sounds like your art is that. It continues to give you that opportunity to complete yourself and your expression.
Well, I feel like we are the art. And so when we're creating something, the thing that we've created is an expression of ourselves. So it's not necessarily that that thing completes us, but rather that it's just like another bit of our own blossoming, our own expansion. Like we're whole within, but as we allow that to be expressed through, we move through the challenges that we're faced with, then we get to blossom as who we are. And like that to me is the art. And so sometimes a painting might come out of that, or sometimes a sculpture might come out of that, or a book, or a meal, or a costume. You know, these things can come out of that journey, but it's ultimately the journey that we're on to be ourselves. That's the ultimate art for me.
Lovely. I love using art for that reason. This is such a fresh conversation. And what can you offer us here at the end? What is something you do on a daily basis that allows you to be inside of yourself, express your authentic self, keep grounded, or keep open?
There's a number of things that I do, but they all wrap around being in conversation and communion with my spirit. So for me, that can be daily journaling. It can be going for a hike. It can be creating something, working on a photo shoot or a costume or an art project, being in conversation with something. It's anything that I'm doing that has that conscious intent to bring my heart and my love and my spirit into it. Because when I do that, it'll be creative. It'll unfold in a magical way. So that's a practice that I have for myself. And every day I'm always doing something with that conscious intent. And then the other thing, too, that I could offer for others as they're even wanting to maybe figure out, well, like, what? How do I connect with my spirit? And what is my spirit? How do I commune with it? I've got a free quiz. It's on my site, and it's called What Kind of Creative Spirit Are You? And it's something that can just kind of guide you in the direction of, like, how do you uniquely connect with your own practice of connecting with your creative spirit? And what is your unique way of processing the world and connecting with, you know, what inspires you? So that's something that I would want to share with people, because the things that may inspire me may not be the same things that inspire someone else. So I can always share what I do. Yeah.
That is on laurahollick.com?
Yes, it is, laurahollick.com.
Okay, great. So we are at the end. I have to say this was really joyful conversation for me. If folks are interested, just as a reminder, soulartday.com, absolutely participate. Laurahollick.com, you can see this beautiful woman on the horse, and it's really breathtaking. And then if you want to take the Creative Spirit quiz, it's there as well on laurahollick.com. Laura, thank you so much for coming on and inspiring us today.
Thank you.
It's been a blessing. And I end today's show with this quote: the earth without art is just eh. The earth without art is just eh. If you're ready for classes on media mastery training to become the best at radio interviews and also turning your book into a guaranteed international bestseller, go to mybestsellerbook.com, mediamasteryradio.com, as well as debbiedashinger.com. And share this amazing radio show with your friends. We love your feedback. Remember, the first step to turning your dreams into reality is having the courage to begin in the first place. Thanks for joining me today.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to debbiedashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at debbiedashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to debbiedashinger.com. That's www.debbiedashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
Here I'm standing now, waiting for my time to be all that I can be. It's so easy to forget, life is in my hands, and I can change it if I want. Nothing's impossible.